This is a CHLY News Up. Woodgrove Center's Landmark Cinema has teamed up with IMAX to try to bring movie lovers back to the big screen. Movie-going habits have changed in recent years, with audiences attending the theater less than before the pandemic and choosing streaming services over cinemas for their movie watching. That's an issue that Nanaimo Landmark Cinema has taken to heart at its nearly 30-year-old location, also known as the Avalon. The long-standing entertainment center is investing several millions of dollars into renovations including new IMAX and laser ultra auditoriums, heated recliner seating, and upgraded sound systems. CHOI dropped by Landmark's Reveal and spoke with Ryan Dion, the Vice President of Operations at Landmark Cinemas, as he spoke on why Nanaimo was chosen for the IMAX upgrade.
It's an important market for us, and it's not a market that we had any intention of not being involved in. And so in order to be involved in the market, we needed to upgrade the experience. And so the Nanaimo deserved to have the true Landmark experience. And so we have been planning it for a while now, and we're able to execute on it this year. And so, yeah, we're super excited. But Nanaimo is a great market. It's a really good movie-going market.
The unexplained Landmark decided it was time to modernize that location, investing several millions of dollars into the changes. According to a report by Telefilm Canada and the Movie Theatre Association of Canada, Canadians purchased an average of 1.6 movie tickets in 2024, which is down 46% from 2019, when the average Canadian just purchased 3 tickets per year. The report also found the theatre experience is still important for audiences, listing seating, theatre quality, and ticket price among the top factors influencing where Canadians watch films. Additionally noted was the luxury large format screens and reclining seats are increasingly popular for Canadians. Landmark's upgrades also include the addition of premier seatings that include recliners, adjustable headrests, tables, storage, and heated seats. Dion adds the recliner updates are now a standard in every auditorium at the Avalon. Dion spoke about the updated atmosphere.
Well, it's just elevating the experience, and so you can't get this experience at home. Sure, you can have a Lazy Boy and maybe a 70-inch TV, but you can't have a 50-foot screen, and you can't have Dolby Atmos sound, and you can't have the collective experience of 100 other people laughing at what's happening on the screen. Or, horror is a big genre right now. It's like being scared collectively with everybody. You just can't recreate that at home.
He believes 2026 has been a particularly strong year for theatrical releases, with both blockbuster films and smaller productions attracting different audiences. He cites Project Hail Mary, Spider-Man Brand New Day, The Odyssey, Toy Story 5, Obsession, Backrooms, Digital Circus, and Iron Lung as a few examples. Dion says the changes mean the Landmark is practically a new theater.
All of the speakers are brand new JBL speakers. All of the projection is brand new. And for all intents and purposes, this is a new build location. It was in an existing theater, but everything that we brought is brand new to the auditorium experience.
For Dion, the project is also personal, having started his career in Nanaimo's movie theater industry decades ago as an usher ripping tickets. He says returning as a Landmark vice president to oversee renovation has been a full circle moment. Instead of competing directly with streaming, many theaters have switched to premium experiences like formats like IMAX, Dolby Cinema, and Laser Ultra. Mark Welton is the president of IMAX Global Theaters. He says IMAX is designed to create an experience that goes beyond just watching a movie.
First of all, IMAX is the IMAX experience. It's not just the projector, not just the sound, not just the screen. It's really coming together of a lot of different components. So when you bring all those components together, it's called the IMAX experience, which gives you the most immersive movie-going experience in the world.
Welton adds each IMAX auditorium is custom designed with curved screens, floor-to-ceiling, and wall-to-wall. He says the IMAX experience leads to filmmaker partnerships, listing Christopher Nolan, Denis Villeneuve, and Ryan Coogler. Welton explains why Nanaimo is the right community for IMAX.
When we looked at it, a market where people like to go to the theaters and are willing to enjoy that premium experience. And when you put all that together with what they did with the renovation of this complex, it made real sense to be IMAX to be part of it.
Beyond the technology inside the auditoriums, Welton says IMAX focuses on maintaining a consistent experience for audiences around the world. He explains how IMAX monitors its theaters throughout global network, allowing the company to identify and address technical issues no matter the location.
And so if a speaker goes out in this theater on a Wednesday night, we can see in Toronto, hey, that speaker's out. We go on the phone, usually can fix it by software, etc., so that the speaker is ready for the movies.
CHOI also spoke with Glenn Grinnell, president of the Nanaimo International Film Screening Society, who welcomed the upgrades and said they reflect a commitment to improving the local cinema scene.
Totally positive. I really hope our local cinemas are successful and audiences show up in the numbers that allow them to do well and to be successful. And anything that can be done to improve the viewing experience, I support wholeheartedly. And I think a new seating arrangement and updated video and sound capabilities are definitely a good step.
He says the society does not see itself as a competitor with Landmark, but as a partner, as the independent organizations like NIFS and commercials serve different audiences, only strengthening Nanaimo's film culture. He adds that supporting a local cinema benefits movie lovers across the community and asks audiences to take a chance on independent films. Sinjin Dixon Warren is the vice president of NIFS. He speaks on the importance of the renovations.
Before, the Landmark Theater was a little bit run down. You know, it hadn't been renovated for many years. And so it's just really nice to see the owners, you know, investing in bringing high-quality cinema experience to Nanaimo.
Dixon Warren says the improvements such as IMAX, upgraded seating, and enhanced sound make going to the movies feel like a special occasion, especially now as people attend the theaters less. He believes those investments give the community better access to a premium cinema experience without having to travel outside of Nanaimo. Both Grunau and Dixon Warren say the upgrades represent more than just new technology, but an investment in Nanaimo's movie-going culture. It offers residents more opportunities to experience films together. Renovations are complete at Landmark Cinemas, with both IMAX and Laser Ultra auditoriums now open for the enjoyment by moviegoers. For CHOY in Nanaimo, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.